Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome
to a grand event.
The realest conversation ever.
You have arrived.
Now let's get to it.
We keeps it real.
You know why you're listening.
You're here at the right spot.
The podcast of realness.
Celebrity gossip.
Romance.
News.
Music.
And all that real, real.
Now let's keep it real.
It's getting real with Zing and Jen.
Yes!
We are back!
We are here. Episode 26.
26.
What's your type?
What is your type? What
I'm excited. Type?
I am. Very excited.
I'm hype.
And we have Mouse freaking Jones in the building! What is really good?
Hello. Hello, benevolences, queens. How are you guys?
Y'all, if y'all don't know, this guy is everywhere. He talks about freaking everything, okay? He is a commentator when it comes to music, when it comes to fashion, when it comes to sports on Complex. He is a host of parties, if y'all haven't heard of it, Mixie Brunch, Dough Barbecue, and probably others as well. And then also, he is a co-host of the new podcast that's on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
It's on Anchor.
On Anchor, okay. The guys next door.
Yes, guys next door. Right. Shout out to my brothers, Ryan and Mac Wilds.
Yes, we're so happy to have you here. Because you talk so much, here. From what I see. Like, you talk
a
lot.
I do. A lot of my job requires talking, so.
Have you always been like that?
Having jobs?
No, just talking a lot.
Yeah, I've talked shit. I've been talking shit all my life. So this was an easy transition to just, like, start getting paid for it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And you're at the right place, because we do pretty much just talk shit.
Well, you got the right one today.
Okay. Yeah, so let's get into it. So basically, we was thinking about this episode, saying, like, what's your type? And I really was just thinking, I'm like, okay, it's a part of just, like, this physical picture that you got, but then it's also, like, the mental characteristics.
Right.
So let's just kind of get in there, like.
Are you smart, smart?
Maybe, you know. She's smart. I have a few degrees or whatever.
So wait, tell me, do you think you got a type?
Black women.
Black women.
I'm down.
That's my type.
Yes. Black men.
That's my type.
I say that. Can we just... Nah, I got to high five that.
Appreciate you.
I'm down for anything.
You know,
whoever shows me love.
I don't have a type. I have like there's shit that I don't like. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think... Like, I doubt I'll ever date a fat person.
Okay. So looks.
So no physical. Fat. So what's the physical for you? Because you're just like, all right, they can't be fat.
Like, if I've only found myself in like serious relationships with smaller women.
Okay.
Like, not the typical IG video model type, like, and it's not on purpose. Like, I've dealt with them.
What's little? Like, what?
Like about like your side, like petite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like my baby mother, she about your side. Like, that's who I've been in relate. Like, I'm not gonna say healthy. That would be disrespectful.
How tall are you again?
How tall am I?
Mm-hmm.
How tall am I not is the better question.
Oh my god.
I'm 5'8".
Okay.
So yeah, like the petite. Yeah, like, I just don't ever think I would be with. I'd be with somebody ugly before I'd be with somebody fat.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I absolutely agree. No, I'm fine with that, though, because
one of my biggest
fears is just to be... I just told somebody this last night. One of my biggest fears is to be fat. So, I'm dead serious. That's why I need to get back in the gym, because I've been gaining some weight. I feel like I'm starting to get scared, y'all.
I truly believe that for when it comes to people that are fat, I feel like if you aren't fat... You don't want no fat person, period. Like, I go to the gym 4 times a week.
That's not true, though.
Fat people don't want fat people.
Yeah. But there's some people that love fat people. Like, that's what they go for. They want a big, big person.
Is that a fetish?
I don't know
if I would call it a fetish.
But that's
there are definitely, like, I think a fetish is something super sexual, right? Like, I want a fat person to sit on me. I want a fat person to smother me. Stuff like that. But, like, people that's in real, actual relationships with these people, I think that's just they type.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. All right.
Well,
so
what's your type?
I'm more so on the mental side of things. I guess as I get older, I'm for this medium ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need someone that is, like, you know, gorgeous as hell, because them motherfuckers ain't shit. I look the best in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? What'd you say? Okay.
Right.
Like, you know, medium ugly. Like, you don't have to be like...
I like that. I never thought about that.
Shit. The fuck? Because if you think about
it... If I'm with you and you're ugly, you gotta be able to take a joke, because I'm gonna roast you.
That's also about mental. Okay? So if you want to take it there as well.
Well, we gotta get to a point. All right. So you know how Monique really is like... Well, was fuck these skinny bitches, fat bitches. Like, you know, like when big women started
in charge though.
But you know, there was a time where, and there still is, where the body positivity where people fat people are saying, yeah, I'm fat and this is how I'm gonna be.
Okay.
We gotta get like that with ugly. People gotta own ugly. I agree. Women are so scared to own ugly for whatever reason. They're so, like, say I'm ugly. If you say you ugly, you ugly. But you still got a fat ass. You still dress nice. Like, but
that confidence has to be on 1,000 if you ugly.
If that's no. I feel like no. If you confident, I'm sorry. I can't even imagine. I'm a woman being like, yes, I'm ugly, I'm proud. If you confident, you gonna think you look good even if you ugly.
You might look put together well, but you ugly. Perfect example.
I don't see nobody saying.
Probably gonna go to hell.
What?
Tawana Burke.
I know who she is. Yeah, I know who she is. Yes, but she doing positive things, so it's all
right. Right, but she ugly.
It's hard to look at her, but it's all right.
Thank God I don't know who this woman.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's okay,
yeah, she was in R. Kelly documentary.
Who she is. Yeah. And she got, you know who she is.
I think she's,
I don't want to talk about her.
She's not the woman march.
Nah, she's doing big things. Let's just move on.
She look like Big Fendi.
Let's just move on.
She don't look just like Fendi.
So I think to be honest, guys.
But that doesn't take away from any of the things she's doing in the community.
It don't.
It doesn't lessen her.
It doesn't at all. And you know what? When she comes and she speaks, she's so confident. She don't even have to land on the look. So ain't nobody talking about that. Even though we all see it, we ain't going to even talk about it. I just feel uncomfortable now. Let's move on.
To be honest, I heard that the big girls got that yak yak.
Oh, that's what you want to do? You want to flip back? I don't know.
I heard that they got that mouth, and I heard they got that pussy. That's what I heard. That's all I got to say.
On the big girl could be the pussy, so.
Yeah.
You know.
You can fuck their side. You can fuck their underarm.
Mm-hmm. Just turn it around. But you probably have to, like, move everything, you know? That's
you
emotion.
You don't have to, though. You could just land wherever you land. That's what he's saying. It's so much fluff.
Wherever you get in,
feel like
get
whatever.
In.
It's still going to be sweaty somewhere, right?
Okay. I'm trying to eat these gluten-free pretzels.
So let's just talk about, like, the, I know y'all heard it, the 80-20 rule.
Sure.
Okay. I'm more so a 40-60.
What?
40-60?
No. Sure, most women are.
Okay, what are most women? What would you say?
I think we're 80-20.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think where I'm at in my life, right? No, I think I've been going with the 80-20.
It takes a lot. It takes a special type of narcissism to always be 80-20. No matter which way it's going, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's always on a spectrum. Some days, and I'm terrible at math, but some days it's 73, whatever. Some days it's 95.
But 80% is a lot for the good.
It's but sometimes it's only what you want.
It's depending on that day or that week.
You're being greedy if it's 80%.
I think
sometimes in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think people forget that we're dealing with humans.
Mm-hmm.
A human's good day is only predicated on their good day.
Right.
So on my best day, I might give you 80-20.
Yeah. Right.
On my best day, I might give you 100.
Okay.
And I may not be looking for anything. So I might just give you 100. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, you on the other hand, you would hope, forget in love. Being a human being, you would hope that you would acknowledge that.
Right.
And not just be pompous about it and just be like, oh, that's what a nigga's supposed to do. Really acknowledge that,
right,
and give it some type of credence and give it some type of reverence. You would hope, but usually you don't. And then you get, like I said, it gets into this narcissistic side where it's like, well, that's what niggas are supposed to do and that's what I'm worth. And it's like,
yeah, but that all
but
goes
y'all do
in,
the same thing too.
But that all
no,
goes into not, the 80%.
No, nowhere near.
I feel like that goes into
men
the 80%.
Have, men,
y'all don't think y'all do the same thing?
No, men don't, 9 times out of 10, men don't even understand their own worth. They don't know what they deserve. They're taking what we get.
Yeah, men.
We do a lot more We do a lot more settling. We do a lot more Men do a lot more on a daily basis. Men do a lot more settling when dealing with the opposite sex than we're ever given credit for.
The only reason I'm going to agree with that, men are not really that. They're not that bright.
Forget
right
that.
There.
We not smart.
Yeah.
The smartest man you know is dumb as hell.
Bright up there. But no, I feel like when I think about the 80-20 rule, I'm thinking about, this is just me right now. I'm like, okay, what are the things I like absolutely want in a partner?
You can't hear me crunching, right?
What are the things?
Oh, you can? What's bad?
It's fine.
Okay.
You already said you was eating a gluten-free.
I don't know.
So
I know if you want your listeners to know this nigga just munching out here.
You already told us.
You're telling them now.
That's cool.
It's all good. Munch away.
You know. Mm-hmm. Edit out. It's fine. No, I don't know. I think more so like, all right, what are the characteristics I want from my partner? What are the things like that I just can't really deal with?
Right.
But maybe it's like 3 lists for me. It's like, what are the things I want my partner? What are the things I just absolutely won't deal with? What are the things I really don't want to deal with, but I can like
Compromise.
So here, yeah. this is what I have here, okay? It's an article. I'm not telling the source. But for everyone new to the 80-20 rule for relationships, the theory is that in a fairly healthy relationship, you only get 80% of what you want. Maybe your partner isn't a triathlete or great at sharing his feelings, but it's okay because 80% is what you got.
Right.
I would agree.
But what is the 20% that you just like know about?
That's the demons. I truly believe.
It might not even be the demons. It might not be the demons. That might just be really annoying.
Yeah. Like, I can't be with somebody that's going to give me bad sex.
No, period. Question. Like, when it comes to what's your type,
air left in this room.
I have a question. So let's take it back, because that's a really good statement. Because I truly believe that too. When it comes to your type, because that's a topic of discussion, how do you figure out if the person is good in bed initially?
You gotta try it out.
You gotta smash,
you gotta
right?
Try it out.
You this gotta smash.
I believe the physical.
No, I could always tell if I could. Very rare.
You could tell by the way
someone said, ask the homies.
You could tell the way by the kiss.
We don't do run through, okay?
Not if we're talking about like being in a relationship. I get what he's saying.
Okay.
You could get that, yeah.
Okay.
He's not saying that this woman slept with the homie, mm-hmm. but we all have friends that know everybody.
Okay.
What are you doing? You trying to get your car factor raised?
No, I'm just saying, right now, Ryan in the background.
She said, Ryan, you know somebody?
I just want y'all to know it's Ryan in the background.
Ryan got the Carfax for Zing.
I just wanted to know how I should introduce him. Okay, Ryan's also here with us tonight, guys.
Guys next door, big gang.
Okay.
Big
gang. Yes.
You probably hear him here and there.
Literally just came from the studio, so shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
We talked for like 5 hours and I came and to talk right some back. More.
Yeah, shout out to y'all.
We got there
at one.
What?
Relax. Team gang. Team game.
It happens to starters, you know what I'm saying?
But you can get a Carfax on a guy too.
It's no, you not can't.
Like, oh, absolutely. No, yes, can't. Yes, the fuck
no,
you can't.
You know why? No. This is, I understand why he's saying you can't. This is the thing. Guys, let me tell y'all, I'm getting hip to this. Guys, they really do be keeping secrets different than the way the girls do. So it's much easier to find out a business of a woman than it is for a guy. But
we only tell
who you're dealing with,
certain
or
like, people, certain things.
Best friends. So you can actually know and track out, this is how something got out if you find out.
That's like, if females aren't going to do that shit. Nah.
Women tell it all to one person, and then that person leaks it to other people.
Yeah.
Social media. So at the end of the day, it's very easy. Very rarely have I ever been surprised.
So I can only find out if the sex is good by the... Damn.
Not necessarily, because it's like...
Nah,
you
can tell by the kiss.
You can tell by the kiss. I agree with that. The way a guy kissed...
If a nigga can kiss...
I can't feel if your dick is big with the kiss either.
Nah, you didn't say that. You said sex. You said if the sex is good.
Yeah.
The fuck?
No, a kiss, you could tell.
And during the kiss, you could grab his dick.
You don't even need to do that. You could just tell by the kiss.
Oh, wow. Now
I ain't doing all that feeling while I'm kissing. That's too much, y'all.
See, y'all childish.
Nah. I'm a firm believer.
Fill me up, sis.
A good kisser, we could go. We could move from the where we're at.
All right, so the second date, you kiss.
It depends. It depends on the vibe.
Nigga gotta wait till the second date for a kiss?
It depends.
Oh my God.
I mean, it all depends on the energy, though.
Y'all just going in, like, give me that. Like,
I don't even want to put you on the first date. I just want to make out.
So you know what's good.
Yeah. So you know if it's like, do I need to go on a second date? I feel you.
So I have a question.
This is it.
Wait, so sex matters?
Yes.
Definitely.
Okay. All right.
Like,
so
like
I think that's a... But 55%. That's
55%. 55%. Whoa, so out of that 80%.
55 is predicated on sex. I told you niggas is dumb. We don't need much.
We need... I think that's a big portion too.
I need sex and nurturing.
Okay.
Sex, nurturing, and nurturing is intimacy, listening, honesty, all that shit. Sex... And nurture. If you can't do those two,
so if you go on a date, right? Well, let's say the third date, you hit the jump or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If it's bad, are you chugging the deuces?
And I'm taking your money.
Absolutely, as you fucking should.
All right. Well. Well, then this is the question. Well, this is the question I have then.
Wait. What did you say?
Wait, Ryan.
What did you say,
Ryan?
I'm taking all loose change. I'm taking.
All. Because he's whack.
I hear that.
But time out.
Here we go.
Yeah,
right.
I see it. I won't go on your purse. I won't go on your purse. But if you leave money out, it's a dub.
That's a fact. I'm with that. If I'm riding dick and you are whack,
Well, then you—that means you gotta—you gotta splurge on me. Yeah, I agree, but I'm just like niggas be trying to act like they shit is always hitting, and that's not the case.
And that is absolutely fact.
That's not.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
No, but if it hits, I get that.
If it hits this night,
I'm
saying if my shit is hitting this night and yours isn't. Don't leave no money out.
No, I feel like no.
Lunch,
no.
Your kids' lunch money is a dog.
I know where she's coming from.
I feel like I'm sorry because let me tell you something. If this is the first time we gonna go there, I just feel like a woman, no matter what, we bomb. So you gotta make it.
Whoa! No.
Let me speak for myself.
No.
I'm sorry. I was trying to have the whole women. Wait.
Whoa.
So let me speak for myself. Don't cut me off.
There's something called stiff.
I don't know about that. I'm speaking for myself. Let me speak for myself then. Because
what?
I'm just like, if nah, if I'm about to sleep with somebody, it don't matter. I don't even got to do that many. I don't got to do that many tricks, and it's gonna be all the way lit.
That is you.
So that's why I said to myself.
There's a lot of kind girls out there that don't know how to ride dick, that don't know how to suck a dick, that don't know how to do anything, that don't even know how to get it started.
Help us, queen.
No, that is a fact.
Stand up for us.
Are you serious?
No, I believe.
And they make it awkward.
Yeah, I believe that's true.
So to the point where you don't even want to fucking fuck the female.
Yes, I believe that's true. I believe that's true, but at the same time, I gotta go back to think about it.
So I need my bread.
Nah, I need to go back.
Yes,
I'm not,
you do.
So
I need
I'm
my
just
bread.
Trying to think about it. Everybody, we've had a first sexual experience, or like we were still early in the game. Like you wasn't having all the tricks you have now. And what I'm saying was, even back then.
What?
I'm thinking of. I'm here to represent the small people. No, I'm here to represent the
minority.
Underrepresented. Yes.
The marginalized.
You better ask a motherfucking friend. Get the fuck out of here. Do you know how many cucumbers I have had to suck so people know how to suck a dick? Get the fuck out of here. No.
How many?
I just got training with whoever I was working with.
Like four?
That's not that many.
That's a lot. One cucumber is a lot. Like four? Right.
Those are four different people, though, that I'm teaching how to do that. Different moments in life.
And then what did you do with the cucumber when you was done?
All right, so so
yo, shout out to anybody that had her dick sucking salad. Just know that shit was halfway down her throat.
I do feel like you
make
know,
a bomb salad.
Let's just transfer over to soulmates because clearly with this soul. Soulmates.
Suck somebody's soul.
Let's go.
Cucumbers, right?
The cucumber is how we gonna get to these soulmates. All right, I hear you, sis.
I find the ones that connect the best with me, you know.
Cucumber.
So like you be in the supermarket like talking to the cucumber. Mad close.
No, this is just I'm helping people know how to
like,
suck dick.
I wonder how this one fits.
If you know how to suck a cucumber, you know how to suck dick. If you know how to, if you can deep throw a cucumber.
Yo, here go the thing too. I just want to let y'all know. Just because y'all could deep throw our shit, don't mean
it. Don't mean it. Let me tell you something.
It just
means
you ain't got no gag reflex.
I got the key for everything.
Yes,
I got the key.
Absolutely.
That don't mean you can suck
dick. I agree with you. That's one component. I would agree.
All you need to do.
I'll take it. Yes.
All you need to do.
I will take it.
You better take it to the side.
That's a good component. But all you need to do is just make sure it's wet. You can do whatever else you want. You just make sure it's wet.
That's actually the key to a lot of successful sex. Make sure it's wet.
You can go fast or slow. You can swallow or not. You can like just if it's
hand
wet,
rhythms
it's
are
fine.
Good too. Hand rhythms are also good.
Hand rhythms too, but as long as you got it wet, you're gonna be
listen.
High.
If
the sucking
I don't care what
well.
Y'all I don't care what y'all do right when y'all
but
do the hand motion.
Wet, it'll be all right.
When you're doing the hand motion, don't do this shit. Don't do the capsign. Don't throw no big beads.
Whose penis is that small?
Hands. How you gonna do
that's when you leave the room. I wish I would.
Sometimes, okay. Sometimes girls just don't got the grip in them. They just
full
don't.
Full hands.
And like
melon motion.
I don't know.
The peppercorn. You're right.
Ryan said the peppercorn.
Listen, make us feel like you dying.
So I have a question. When it comes to sex, period, like, do you think that's also a component with when it comes to finding your soulmate? Like, your soulmate. Do you guys believe in soulmates, period?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't believe that you always end up with your soulmate.
Right.
I think humans get in the way of that sometimes.
I think your type sometimes get in the way.
No, your type will
your
lead you to
preference.
Your type and your preference will lead you to your soulmate. It's about being a human once you get with your soulmate. It's about, are you in the space to cultivate this relationship right now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the space to maintain
timing.
This relationship? If not, you can easily ruin this relationship with your soulmate.
Absolutely.
And you will always have this tie to this person. And every time they walk around you, your heart will flutter. And
you feel that shit. It's the energy. Because
you two were meant to be together. When I don't care what you believe in. Your energy. I believe that when you're created, there's one energy and it's split between two beings.
Okay. I believe that too.
And when we're on Earth, our job is to find that. Now, okay. Once we find it, how do you cultivate, mold, and maintain that? And I don't think a lot of us, especially Black millennials, have that answer.
But how are we supposed to do that when, like, we're honestly just supposed to be ourselves? Like, how can we, like...
I think we don't give enough credit to... Or maybe we give too much credit or use being ourselves. I think we use that as a crutch sometimes.
Okay.
Just because you're yourself doesn't mean that you're the best version of yourself.
Right. Change is always good.
But, yes. Don't use that as a crutch. Are you the best version of yourself?
Right.
Because if you're not, then you just being yourself could be very toxic. Yeah, I'm being myself, but you're toxic. Yeah, you're unhealthy. You're a terrible person. But you're being yourself. That doesn't change that when you die, some preacher is going to say, that person was themselves. That when you seen them, you got who you saw. Now, does that mean you're great to be around? Does that mean you're a good person to be with someone? No.
But I do feel like when it comes to just who you are as a person, I feel like you do need to, as human beings, we need to grow as individuals to be able to be with our soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it could be timing. It could be like you're just not in the right place. So to be able to grow like how you should be when it comes to your journey, I feel like that will ultimately get you to your soulmate.
I think that depends on how you were raised.
Oh.
Because if you were raised with a mother or father or whatever, if you was raised with a relationship example that was the 80-20 rule,
mm-hmm.
but the inverse of that.
Okay.
The pompous way I was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
then you don't believe in then you don't believe in growth and giving people space to grow.
Mm-hmm.
You believe in now. If you're not like this now, you'll never be like this. I don't have time to wait around, which is like the most toxic thing people could say, right?
So you just got into what we wanted to talk about as well. Like, how do you decide your type? Because I truly believe, I agree with you. I blame parents a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, for example, one thing that I want when it comes to a man is you got to really hold your own. Like, you have to be ambitious. You have to have your own way of going about how you want to live, because my fear is I don't want my man to be dependent on me.
Why?
Because what I've seen in my own home is just like I've seen my dad be dependent on my mom, and I see my mom stress out. I see my mom come down. I've seen her like really struggle to hold down me, my little brother, and my dad. So
did
for
your
me
dad try?
He tried, but not hard enough. That's why I love ambition. Like, I don't think he had enough ambition to literally be independent. And because my parents have been together, 19, 20?
So he's had enough ambition for her. 19, 20. 19, 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, exactly. my mama has held yeah. it down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And just being African as well, that's a whole other thing as well. But I've seen her to this day, like, really struggle. And that's my
biggest. He's had enough ambition for her. Is she happy?
No, she's unhappy.
Yeah, that's
she's unhappy.
That's
and that is my fear. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be in that situation. I want both of us to be happy. I want both of us to be grinding. I want both of us to really excel.
And can that only happen if he meets this societal, patriarchal?
No, like, I don't mind a man, like, if he has ambition and he knows what he wants to do and he's not there yet, completely fine. We can work on this together. But you have to have the idea for the future. If you don't have that idea for the future, I don't want you.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Period.
That's true. That's true. That's
because I'm thinking about our future. And if you can't hold it down, no, I'm good.
Yeah. I definitely think, like, the family dynamics do, like, plays a big role. Because I feel like I unconsciously, like, my last relationship that I was in was definitely a reflection of, like, my father.
Mm-hmm.
And he got some shit that he got work on. But just in terms of like the like multiple women and like mm-hmm. that whole aspect of things. So now I'm aware of that. I'm like, okay, I gotta work. Now, I don't want to say I gotta actively work against that, but like I'm like, yeah, I gotta actively work against that because that's just like what I'm used to.
Exactly.
I'm like, that's okay, that's cool. And I'm like, okay, I want to just deal with this turmoil or be like, all right, I'm gonna be whatever. But I'm like, nah, I don't even need that. I'm like, I could find somebody that's all about me, and that's like what I'm gonna go for. But then also, this is also.
But if you find that person that is all about you, can you be all about them?
See,
that's a good question.
No, what if they're not your soulmate?
No, let me tell you something. That's the thing. That's what I've been trying to figure out. No, honestly, I've been on this real soul search. I've been trying to figure out because I'm like, damn, I want to be able to just, like, commit myself to one person. Mm. And I'm like, do I even think I could, like, really, really do that?
I have a question. Do you think your past relationship is affecting how you're moving right now? Took too long.
I think in terms of what I want and what I see someone do, I'm like, okay, that's a sign. That's not a sign. But in terms of, like, how I'm acting.
Yes.
How I'm acting. I'm cautious. I'm definitely more cautious. Okay. But
a nigga's cautious, too. They try to be.
Mm. But you know what? This is the thing.
I like this podcast. She got the smoke for that ass.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. Right now, I'm just on the edge. You know, I'm just living my best life. You know, I'm just trying to see what's going on.
As you do. You're single.
But, yeah, girl, I am single.
Are you sure? I'm no, you're not. I don't believe that you trash, so I know you're not single.
I am single.
I'm single. Am I trash?
No, you're not. Single women are trash.
I'm on a man cleanse. Do you want to hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Tell them about the man cleanse that you're on.
So.
So between the two of you, there's no nigga that could quite possibly make any claim to you.
I think that.
So it's a yes or no.
I mean.
It's a yes or no. It's just a yes. Look at me. It's a yes or
He's
no.
He's like, look at me. I'm like, I'm looking at Jen. I'm
no,
not
yeah, don't
at
look
you.
At Jen. Look at me. Yes or no?
I mean, sure. I'm sure. No.
I'm not asking you what you are sure. I'm asking you yes or no.
I've been waiting. I don't know.
No,
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Wow, you would lie.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
How long you knew me?
I'm not lying.
How long you knew me? No, I'm asking. Look at this. The most defensive.
Yeah, sure. No.
Yes, there is. There's no such thing as a single woman.
No, single, I'm single I as fuck.
So, I'm feeling.
So you might be trash. If there's no nigga out there, that has any claim to you, there's no nigga that's.
I'm on a man cleanse. You want to hear about that?
Yeah, she's on a man cleanse, so that's why she's single.
Yeah, it sounds miserable. Talk to me about it.
So right. I'm not having sex. I'm not dating. Whoa. I'm not entertaining right. anything.
Why are we talking to you?
But I'm not saying I'm not going to help on a man cleanse.
I thought you said you were about to suck dick. I'm like, what? No.
I've been waiting for a penis.
Oh, word? Yo, you like that J. Cole? You like
I'm
that?
I'm about to set her up on a blind date.
Yo, you seen that?
I'm excited. I'm so excited about this.
You about to set up on a blind date?
Yes. I set up my best friend on a blind date, and it was very successful.
I didn't sign up yet.
So now I just feel like I got the power, and I'm ready to just sign people up.
But you're from Brooklyn, though.
What does that mean? Where you from? Right.
I'm from Maryland.
What part?
Silver Spring. I'm a MoCo girl.
Oh, Silver Spring. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got family out there. You right there.
I know streets.
Oh, I don't know street damn.
He's like, I don't know street.
Okay. I really got family out there.
Mm-hmm. But all right, so we kind of touched on like the family dynamics and stuff. So now I'm just like, do you have a bad type? Or like, is this
like an unhealthy type?
Yeah, unhealthy.
Stripper hoes, scammers.
No, stripper hoes don't have to be unhealthy.
Shitting me, yes they are.
Not necessarily.
Not because of
stripper hoes don't talk about their job.
Look, you getting so defensive.
I am. I'm a stripper, but I thought about it.
It's
cool,
but it's not because of what they decide to do. It's just that they do decide to do that is the problem.
But if that is your thing,
that is unhealthy.
That is the thing that you
that
don't
is
want.
Unhealthy because I don't think any secure, confident man is going to be with a stripper for anything long term. They may mean to, but we're men.
Help her and get her out the business, if anything.
But
right?
That's if she wants to get out the business.
Right. I agree with him.
You will never hear me badmouth strippers. If they don't want to get out the club, you can't
take them out the club.
I agree. This is their life. They like this energy. They like the attention they get, and they like what happens. They like the money they make. They not leaving it for you, boy.
No.
So yes, that would be unhealthy. I am not.
Not to play no stripper either. If you're a grown ass man that's making your dollars, as you know, you're on a right track. Why are you? No offense, strippers, they make their money, but.
No, there are some people that are attracted to that. There are some people, some personality types that need that.
Yeah.
Because.
Need that for what? Someone's taking off their clothes for money.
Yeah, it's very transactional. Some people need that. There's some personality types that need that. Most of them turn out to be serial killers, but. There are certain people.
You see how low you went?
I know, I'm just saying.
You went all the way.
Listen,
that's okay, though.
That not every person, that not just because you have that personality type does not mean you have to be
right.
a serial killer, but like sociopath. Everybody hears path and they think, oh, they're dangerous. They could be.
Right.
I work with a sociopath, so you're right.
Right. Like they just are devoid of certain emotional connections.
Okay.
So well, then, something transactional would be perfect for them.
Well, that's an issue then. That's not a healthy relationship, period. Because it could you be. Have to be, that's transactional.
It's only unhealthy if somebody isn't getting what they need.
Exactly.
That's when it becomes unhealthy.
That's the thing.
If there's a if it's based on transaction, if there's a transactional period to it, then everybody gets what they need.
Yeah. Okay. And what you need to understand too, this is what I also have been
male or the brides. Look at that.
Learning. The bad type is dependent on how the person is receiving it. It's
okay,
like,
so that's your it's own not, that's your own insecurities.
Yeah, because I mean I could sit here and judge everybody else's relationship, right? Damn, but if Drake. The people in the relationship, they cool and that's what they want, that's their things.
Yo, yeah.
I want that's their thing.
Damn, that's why Drake
No, Drake won't fuck
I'm
you.
I'm telling you. Yo, black. I'm saying, I think
Drake don't like black women.
But why are you trying to fake, though?
I'm just saying, one night in a strip club.
He ain't faking. You see who he got pregnant. Show the world who you made your Beyonce. Ugh.
Right. She was not a cute one. But hey, listen, all I'm saying is shout out to the strippers.
Ryan, you looking wavy over there, bro. You looking real wavy, bro. I'm getting seasick over there, bro. Heard you. Heard you.
I'm just
saying. Just had to show my black man some love real fast.
No, you know listen, I love it. I love it. I love strippers. I love the strip club. I just know, like, one day.
Right dollar
amount?
Huh?
Would you strip for the right dollar
amount? Absolutely.
I would strip.
Absolutely. I would strip.
Not even absolutely. If I could just go away, like, one night. I couldn't be on the stage because I don't got that upper body strength. But I could be, listen, I could just do it right now. I could go somewhere where nobody going to know me and do it right now.
You ain't going to get 10
floor money. I could
you ain't going to get 10 bands.
Let go of the queen.
I'll get 10 bands.
I'm telling you, they're not 10 bands in some of these spots. That's what I'm saying.
Some of the spots, but you got to go to the spot that you know.
It's a spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I will make some money.
Nah, I think that
G5,
is,
we could make a killing in the cap.
Like, I know I got unhealthy type. Like, unhealthy type is like
what's break it down.
Like, so I know that I'm very attracted to, like I said earlier, the nurturing type. I know okay. I'm very attracted to the wholesome type.
Okay.
And that may be unhealthy if I'm already dealing with someone else, or that may be unhealthy if I'm not looking for anything more than that. But I know I'll get sucked in because it's like, oh my God, you treat me so good.
But you like it though. And do you treat them good?
I think you'd have to ask them. I don't think I treat them
you
bad.
You know.
No.
I understand what you're saying.
Almost in a sociopathic way, I am devoid of emotion when I deem there to be no reason to have emotion here. Okay. I find that very dangerous. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll even still find myself in those situations where it's like, nigga, you knew better. Now look at you. Like this motherfucker. She like you, but this shit ain't. You feel what I'm saying?
Are you a hopeless romantic kind of?
Kind of, yeah. But only when
we're
I find.
We're getting sensitive here.
Only when I find certain characteristics. It's not.
So what are those characteristics?
Yes.
Like I said, you got to be nurturing. Like there needs to be. Like, I need to feel, like, safe in your bosom. Shit like that. You know what I mean? Like,
you can sleep in her poom.
In her bosom. You can, bosom.
Oh, the bosom is ass, right?
Bosom
is your breast.
The boobies.
I don't got no tits, so I don't know.
She said bosom is ass. No, oh, bosom. My God.
She I got to, like, ass. Where she went to.
I don't got tits.
The boobies.
I don't ever hear this bosom shit. I'm
Someone's
sorry.
Ever talked about your boobies to you?
No, they are non-exist. But
They're
continue.
Gorgeous,
I appreciate you.
But yeah, like shit like that. Woman willing to make sure I ate. Woman willing to make sure, you know, go the extra mile, make sure I'm good, make sure I'm all right. Whether I say something about it or not, like she there. Like a woman that feels like she needs to care about me and needs to care about my emotional, mental well-being, even if I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That I see that and I'm like, oh my God.
That's so I have it. A question.
Stay away from me, devil.
I have a question. How many do you have of those at the same time?
Black men don't cheat, so that's a crazy question right there.
Wait, okay. I just want to shout out Ryan in the background because that was the ultimate I'ma hold my bro down moment.
He got ad-libs for days.
Yes.
I can, no.
Black men don't cheat. We don't cheat. So. Maybe y'all black men don't
cheat. Nah, I mean, but if we not in a relationship.
Free bands.
Might have, it'd be different, right? Because you find the one, you like, oh, shit. Like, I don't want nobody else around you, motherfucker. I don't want nobody else around me. Just us. Oh.
You gotta
figure
that out.
So when that happens, what you do?
It depends. It's all predicated upon, like, how we met.
Right.
Right? Like, how did we meet? Like, under what circumstances did we meet?
I've
Because if we didn't, it's just the way, it sounds terrible, it sounds super robotic. It's just who I am and I accept it at this point. If we meet in a space, how do you say this? If we meet in a place where there's a glass ceiling, I'm not trying to break through the glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. Once we get to that glass ceiling, then we either gonna exist in this glass, where this glass ceiling hits, or we enjoyed the time that it was, and no matter how hard it is to break apart, we got this.
Damn. That's hard.
It is hard.
No, that is just some like cradle my baby shit. What the fuck?
Okay. Oh my God.
All right. Wait, what? Okay. I just read through all of that.
So,
what?
So examples. Example,
no,
right?
That's
example.
Hard. I feel like.
Example, right?
Because I feel like. Because you're feeding it. I'm not.
One time.
Let me hear.
One time, I met the perfect woman. The hands down perfect woman.
Okay.
But she was someone else's perfect woman.
Okay. Mm. Been there.
There's literally nothing else I could do with that. There's nothing else I could do. Because if you leave him for me,
that says a lot about you.
It's not, it's
you'll do
it's
the same
damage.
Thing to me.
Yeah.
Period.
So now I have to just wait it out.
I've been there.
You feel what I'm saying?
Currently.
With the perfect woman?
Well, you never told us about the men's cleanse. So tell everybody about the men's cleanse.
I did. I'm not sucking.
No, she did.
She said
she ain't sucking or fucking or nothing.
Damn, I forgot.
Sounded it's terrible. We passed
right.
by
it. That's how
no, because let me tell you guys something. Let me tell you about the cleanse. Let me
well,
tell
listen,
you about the cleanse.
I'm on the same cleanse, sis. Been on it for 29 years.
What's your sign?
The men's cleanse. I'm like, wait. And then I'm like, oh,
Mouse, what's your sign?
Aries. I don't know.
So your birthday's coming up.
April 5th. When's our birthday, Ryan?
April 5th, y'all are twins. 15th, y'all are twins.
We had an episode
and
about signs.
And shit is the 8th.
Oh, you Aries?
Oh, y'all are all Aries? Oh, wow. Okay.
So y'all, supposedly, we had an episode about signs. Yeah. And we're the most compatible, you know. Shout out to, you know, Sagittarius.
You a Sag?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know nothing about signs.
Yeah, I'm a
Sag. But Aries run that shit. Run that relationship.
No,
Aries run every relationship.
I don't know. I'm
I got an app for you. Hold on.
I don't think so.
I don't believe the white man's words on
that.
There we go. White man's words.
Nah, sometimes.
Because on the
speaking.
App, it's the white man's words.
They be speaking sometimes. I don't know. Whatever they be saying for the Scorpio, it be right on. I be like, yeah, that's how I was feeling today.
You make it fit whatever's going on.
Right, baby. You're right. I'm going to find a black. You know, horoscope.
Black
horoscope. Okay, I don't know that much about it, though. They do?
So, I have a question.
What's his name?
I think her name is, like, Mystic Lipstick.
What?
Mystic Lipstick? I gotta look that up, though.
Oh, my Lord.
I gotta look that up.
So I don't follow none of that shit.
I be following it. I believe it.
I don't follow none of that shit. None of my business. I'm a
Christian. So, I have a question.
What's your question?
My sign
do y'all believe in opposites attract?
I think there's balance and duality in everything.
Cause I'm like, I just tell me if y'all feel the same way. Cause y'all both seem like, you know, but I'm either, I need someone to match my energy, but like respectfully put me in my space when need be, or I need someone that's hella chill that can just like. Just one look.
I need a mixture of that.
That's so hard, though.
I don't need an extrovert.
That's so hard.
I don't need an extrovert. I would much rather the latter.
That's somebody hard, who, I just, Mouse.
Not really. Somebody that can match it. So when you're saying somebody can match your energy, you mean like they be on the same shit as you?
Like, yeah. I
oh,
like,
No.
I cannot
deal with that.
What, not the same. Not, I cannot, not,
I cannot deal with a me. I'm
no,
like,
no, no,
oh.
You're way too loud.
Like, oh.
No, I think you need a balance. I could say that. You're saying you need someone to match your energy, but it's you just need a balance. I think
if I'm extroverted, I need the introverted, but you just gotta be strong. Like you said, you gotta be able to check me.
In a respectful manner, because I feel like fire and fire, like
I need
can
you
be
to
crazy.
Pull that. I need you to do that little pull shit in the spot. If I like hug too many bitches, you pull me in.
That's it.
Stop playing with me.
You
I'm
know,
like, oh my
yeah,
bad,
that's
babe.
Right.
And my dick get hard.
And then like the chill ones, it's like that one look where it's just like.
But that's usually they're the same person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need you to be me because that will never work. I already don't like loud people.
I don't
I'm
like
not,
loud
and I'm loud
either.
By accident.
I don't like loud. I told you about
loud.
The laugh.
I'm loud by accident. So if there's a woman that's loud, I am disgusted. I'm like, oh,
she's
who
so
invited her?
It's too much.
Ryan, how many times have I said that?
It's too much.
Wouldn't it be too loud women? I'm like, who? Who brought her?
And you don't like that. You're just trying to.
I'd be like, why? I'd be like, why is she
that?
Here?
But you seem, Ryan, you seem a little quiet, though. You seem a little quiet. So could... Can you be with someone that's a little bit
more?
I don't know, Ryan. Don't throw him under the bus. So, that's like chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just gotta hold it down.
Yeah. I'm definitely.
Don't be that chill.
No, yeah, you know, because then
yeah, don't
get,
be
that's when it's getting too crazy. You gotta be able to check it. I do appreciate though. I'm like thinking. I'm trying to think about like the guys I've dated before. I'm like, I'm definitely the extrovert. I'm definitely the person. It's so much people. I'm gonna be like, hey, I like to have a party. I like to have fun.
Yeah, I don't like those ones.
But yeah, me like and you to, would not
like friendship.
Yeah, we
that's
can be
my
cool
dog.
Friends. Right. Yeah, we.
Or
can
my
be
homegirls gotta be like
yeah,
that.
Right. I think our energy's on the same
date,
wave. It's not gonna work because that's true.
I need balance. I need to recharge.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question. Like maybe this is for me because I don't know if I'm 10. I'm starting to like realize this, but I kind of do like someone that's like more uppity than me. Like that's uppitier than me. Like I'm not, I'm uppity, yeah, but I'm not like,
because with you, you more so, you will turn up when it's time, but you're
right.
A little bit more like, you will be more chill,
you know,
at first. I think you're like an extrovert, but you're more introverted and then you'll be an extrovert.
You're social.
Mm-hmm. You're social, but you could
like
definitely
serious.
Be by yourself. You don't need to be going out.
You know that, because I'd be like...
Yeah, you'd be getting me tired. I'd be like...
Well, shout out to you for coming to the Mixie Brunch.
Yes. Always.
We'd be there so many times.
You don't keep us. We'd be there.
I remember you specifically twice.
Whatever.
That's so...
We could
he's
just...
He's lying like shit.
I just want everybody listening now to know that Mouse be trying to play.
No.
I want everybody to know...
I'm trying to figure out.
No, I just want everybody to know that we done spoke to this man multiple times. We done communicate with him at the dope barbecues, at the Mixie Brunch.
Thousands of people.
To get you on the podcast. We're so happy you're here with us today. I'm happy you remember Jen, because me, who was I?
I remember now.
You
y'all
remember?
Pressed me at the stage
yes,
of dope barbecue.
Every time, yes.
I remember.
Now
I remember.
You remember?
I do remember now.
I'm like, we done talked to
him
a million
times. We're always together. You lying like shit, you know.
I just said I remember.
Teresa and Lenny are our friends.
Like, actually.
Those are our friends, yes. That's why we was comfortable talking to you.
Y'all pressed me. I was like, okay, I'm going to come. I'm going to come.
But anyway, now that
we've you seem like the type of bougie person. Like, if you don't know somebody, you're not going to actually be on their podcast.
You don't get paid. You don't come.
Oh my God, yo. Y'all gotta relax. I'm here.
He is here. You right.
You real.
I know. That's why we saying we appreciate you, you know.
Listen.
Yeah. You need something.
Keeping it in the thing.
So.
I'm here.
Yeah, no. Oh, yeah. I thought you said he needs something. I was like, what?
No.
That's why I was like, what?
No.
You saw my face like, what? What's going on?
I think we basically went through everything. I think
the only thing I do want to say.
Yes.
Because we have stuff. And this is something, I guess this is more so a question I'm going to pose to y'all because this is something that always happens with me.
Mm.
I know that I'm going to be with a black man.
Yep.
Mm. My kids, they're going to be with a black man.
I don't know.
Don't. I don't do what you're about to say.
No.
I don't know.
Let her do it.
But a lot of times when I make these statements and I say these statements, people come at me like, well, what happens if you could be like missing out? Maybe you can try a different race and you can see what that's like. And I just be like, nah, I'm good. Like, you know, I don't know. That's just me. I'm going to be with a black man. I'm really interested in trying no other thing. I might.
Ryan, I have a question. I'm really about to come for you. Do you, what you like? Cause you've been like, ever since I said something about like, oh, other racists, you've been like, yeah, I'm about it. Like, what type of women you like? Cause a lot of people that say that you like black women. All right, because when I said, oh, yeah, I'm all about the mixy, you were like, I agree.
Only mix I'm with is Mixie Brunch.
I like my women. I don't have a type. But
nigga, Ryan, I like my women with vaginas.
I like my women like I like my coffee.
Okay.
In a cup.
Because, I mean, I get it, because I told y'all, to be honest, can I tell y'all something? Black men don't go smack at me. It's a thing. They don't go smack at me.
What does that mean?
I know Spanish guys like me,
what
but
that
I don't
mean?
Really like them
like
that.
I think they... From what I'm concluding
like
from now, I'm realizing that I don't know if I'm intimidating or what, but like they don't go smack. They're scared to talk to me. They're scared to talk to me.
Yeah,
and it's like,
but you like,
I'm actually
I
like,
asked three
not,
times. I was lost.
Sorry. Yes.
Nah, they ain't no DMV shit. That's Silver Spring shit.
No, because all the niggas be like that.
Nah, they don't say. I'm saying they don't. I ain't never heard nobody say go
but
smack.
But do you think, I guess, do you think that people could like miss out on.
No.
Like lose out on something.
Absolutely
if they're like
not.
I'm just asking a question because people have said that to me like, oh, you don't know if you could be missing
you
out.
You are created for the person that can at the very least identify with your struggle.
No, I agree.
Facts.
I don't think anybody is meant to be with somebody
person.
Who cannot. I don't need you to empathize or sympathize. I need you
to
understand. That's it.
That's why
I think you might be the male up. Version.
That's
of me.
What he say. That's how you what?
Stop listening to him. He's talking about coffee again.
You're right. I should have stopped listening. I should have stopped listening.
I told you. You got two more in there sometimes.
I just feel like I don't want to be with a white man because let me tell you, I'm not into educating them about the black struggle. I'm not into having no mixed baby. I'm not into any of that. Like, the world is hard, and I don't even want... Let me tell you, the children... I'm saying this because I work with kids. The children that be mixed, they be confused. Their life is different. Their life is hard. No, it's serious. I'm not even making a joke. They don't even be knowing. They don't know. They gotta deal with their white side, their black side. I don't want that. And honestly...
Yes, because I truly agree with that.
I agree with that. Yes, and still,
because we can say that about gender.
Yes, and still, not really. And still,
you can't really say that about gender.
Nowadays,
the way the world, is no, you can choose now. So the way the world is moving, it's crazy.
Wait, what?
The world is crazy.
What do you mean you could?
You can choose now on the birth certificate. You could say male, female, or non-gender.
Yeah, but biologically.
Yes,
but it's the way you're raised.
You're going to be judged.
But yes, I'm going back to what you're saying by the way you being raised. So if you being raised saying you have no gender, your ass gonna be all fucking confused when you go into the regular world. So what I'm saying is, I want my child, first of all, I'm a black woman, one of the most, what they say, one of the most disregarded,
struggling, underrepresented
beings in the world. Man. I'm just going to be with a black man, and we going to make the shit do what it do. And I'm going to teach my child about black power, and I'm going to do all of that. And like, yeah, I don't need my child being confused, because it's already too confused for a black person.
This is where I'm at when you say that. I'm more so like, I ain't going to force no black man to fucking be with me.
You don't have to. You just
gotta find a black man that's going
to
find
about to. I'm about to go ahead searching. Let me find a black man. No, if you
don't go searching,
if you show me love off jump, That's just what
it is. I'm just not even attracted to nobody that ain't black.
No, if you got a big,
what it is. That's really what it is.
That's
I'm not attracted.
How I'm set up.
That's just what it is. If you show me love, and you show me respect, and you can fuck me well, then
I don't
Gucci.
Even want a pink penis.
Have you seen one?
Yes. And I was scared.
Whoa, we gotta talk because I don't know about this.
I mean, it wasn't mine for me, but I saw it.
Not going there, Ryan.
What's my issues?
What's your issues?
Colors.
What do you mean color?
I don't like pink and white.
Right. I don't either.
Color.
I don't either.
Your headphones are pink and white.
That's the color I got. No, these belong to me. That just happened that way. But
when it comes to that, I don't like pink and white.
Right? Shit, when it comes to that, I don't like pink and white. Exactly.
I mean, I'm down. If you can fuck me, you can fuck me. Man, I don't give a fuck.
Listen, you got it. I'm telling you.
I don't even think I would be able to go there with a white guy. Like, I would feel uncomfortable.
It's all about the vibe. Like, what's that? What's his name from the Chiefs?
White people can't give you no vibe.
The guy from the Chiefs.
Yeah,
No, she fucking locked up. Kayla, she's getting love. Okay,
that's what's up, and she could vibe with that. That's her
she's
vibe.
She's getting love. She's happy. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she wasn't like.
No, he's not. He's white. No.
Depends on where he was raised.
No, it doesn't. You are white. You are a white man.
Listen.
A white man raised in Compton. Then what?
You're a white man raised in
Compton. And you got the culture. So
and if you say nigga, I'm still gonna flip.
Nobody said nothing about that word.
So he not a nigga. You only a nigga if you can say nigga. He's just a cool white guy.
He's a cool white guy.
That works for a lot of people.
Sure, but that's don't call him. My problem is when people say, "Oh, you know, he a nigga." No, he not. You know why? You know how I know he not a nigga? Police never shot him.
Right.
If he gets shot, they gonna find out. They gonna hold somebody accountable.
Look, Miles, we could be friends because you said some ignorant shit one of them dope barbecues, and I was talking shit about you.
What I said?
Oh, she's been waiting for this time.
But you're saying a lot of things.
Fuck that. I ain't say that. So I ain't say no good stuff. Tell me what I said. Hold me accountable.
Jesus, is there any more champagne left?
I like being held accountable. What I said?
No.
Oh, look, Ryan Deadly wants to see the
like
shit. Ryan wants to see the shit hit.
Oh man.
Give me what? No, he's spoiling. Right. I see you.
Next
Ryan.
Time we'll have food, fine.
Yo, get some of that.
How old are you, Ryan?
We're same age. We're about to be 30.
Let me know how that
we
is.
We all about to be 30.
No, you're not.
We are. Yes, I am. I'm
you got
right
like
there.
2 years left.
Come on, what I said.
Oh, what you said. You were saying something about, what were you saying?
I don't know.
You were saying something about like, oh, F if you're college educated, those people who have GEDs. I was like, what?
Yeah. I said
I was
F,
offended.
I said F the people that got GEDs.
Maybe wait. No, you didn't
I have
say
a GED.
F, you didn't say F the people who had GEDs. You said F all those people going to college. Da, 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 da. You said some spiel like that. I don't know your story.
I dropped out of high school.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know your story, but I was
offended. 2 months before graduation.
Why did you do that? That's so extra.
I just wanted to be in the streets.
Where are you from?
And I definitely wasn't gonna walk.
Where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, North Babylon.
Oh, okay.
All I know about Long Island is heroin.
Nah, ain't no heroin. Ain't
Long
no,
Island?
No, it's a.
Ain't no dope on Long Island.
All I know is.
Oh, no. There is dope on there. They got the dope.
The whites do heroin.
You think of the whites. That's why I'm saying, like, ain't no dope.
It's like a legit, like, it's crazy. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, they got some good shake out there. Shout out to all my niggas getting money.
Nah, so I was just offended by that. I was like, what?
Wait, time out. You keep saying that. Like, what's up? You from Silver Springs? That's like Long Island, no, just in Maryland.
No, it's not, actually. Y'all are a little bit more privileged than we are.
That's a fuck. All right, man. Anyway.
But
so
you made a comment like that, and I was just so offended.
So I think in that. So, number one, I think you wanted something to react to. I think I said something that was easily reactable. Second, though, most importantly, through those parties, every party I host, every event I host, I shout out everybody in that building. I make everybody in there feel like we on the same level. I love y'all. We family, right? Everybody's been.
No, you do.
Everybody in the room been to an event I've hosted before, correct? I do a, I would say, excellent job at connecting with the people in the crowd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So to do that, you have to show love to everyone.
I agree.
So typically, everybody always hears me. I shout out to college educated people, the HBCU people, the PWI people. I shout out the Divine Nine, the Greek organizations, all these things that I have no connection to. Because I didn't.
Oh, shit! We got so in the building!
How we just found out at the end of the show?
Gang, gang, gang!
Right. All right.
Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Oh, shit! Okay.
Sorry, go back. Ryan, is it okay to speak now?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Where
does
it
take?
Sorry.
Wow, that was crazy. So yes, like I said, these are all things that I have absolutely no connection to because I dropped out of high school.
Okay.
And then was in the streets, then was in the Navy. The most connection I have to colleges and black colleges is partying at Howard and ODU Norfolk State University. Shout out to Norfolk State University through like 2006, 2007, 2009. Showed me a lot of love out there. But that's my only connection. I don't have any connection to this. And nobody, if I don't tell you, would know that because of the way I'm able to easily move through that crowd and make everybody feel represented.
Can I give you? No, that's fine.
Right, true.
Wait, but okay, I'll let you finish.
I represent. Who I vehemently represent are
the people you were talking about in that moment. Yes.
The people with the high schools, the people with the high school dropouts, the people with the GEDs, the people who might have went to a vocational school.
Mm-hmm.
So I shout them out.
Right.
Yeah. Can I give you?
But also in that same party, I shouted y'all out multiple times.
Can I give you some?
I cannot not shout y'all out because Treece will be in my ear like, yo, make sure. Get away from me.
Can I just give you some feedback on that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So. I hear you. I'm definitely down for that. I told you I'm a dean in a high school, so I have kids that's not even about to go that route, and I got to figure that out, so I'm all for that.
Just I would love to come talk to him if I could.
Listen.
They in Brooklyn?
Now that, yes. That's a fact. Yes. Where do you live in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm in, come on, man. We in microphone.
Okay. I'm just like, we're going to all edit all this out. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm like.
No, I'm in the sty.
Okay, I live in East New York. My school's in East New York. I walk to work, so definitely I'll bring you in.
Oh, my God.
I'll bring you in.
I'm going to need armored guard.
No, facts, you're fine. No, it's chill there. It's chill there.
Yeah, no.
She ain't never come. They wild.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, she's talking about, I'm good in the East.
No, you're good, though.
The East
I'm
is
fine.
Not gentrified at all.
It's not. I can't wait for them to do it because they were
it's
just
not
shooting on my
happening.
Block.
Give it up. It ain't happening. Ain't nobody gentrifying the East.
But, no, I think, definitely I hear you. Yes. Just don't be like, F the, you were like, oh, F if you didn't do that. Just don't say that.
Well, I think, I made it easily right.
I was like, what?
Like, and I
what
think I
mean?
Made that easily radioactive, right? Because
but
I think
that
in that moment people heard,
fine.
Right, I think people heard, fuck
it's
that.
Edited, just so you guys know.
Oh, we can't curse it?
No, you can, yeah. And she's saying she's staying out of our conversation. This is my personal beef I had with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I didn't have any beef with you. I was like, oh, yeah, let's get him on the show.
No, what I'm saying is I think when
people heard fuck that, or when you heard fuck that, you might have took that super negatively, right? But I was saying, did you feel that way? You ever swag surf before? No, I'm asking. I'm being dead serious. I promise you, I'm not being facetious. Have you ever swag surfed?
Yes,
And you've been to multiple dope barbecues and mixy brunches, right?
Yeah.
And you know what happens when the swag surf drops. Mm-hmm. I cut that shit off, right? And I say, fuck that shit.
Yeah, you do, because that's like the college thing. Yeah,
that's the corny shit that we trying to bring. That niggas that wasn't cool in New York, they went to the South and went to school and probably like got cool, and now everybody wants swag surf. Man, fuck that shit. Go do that shit at the Palooza parties. If you partying with Mouse Jones, I'm the best host in America at this point. Not New York City. I'm the best host in America at this point. So when I control a crowd,
getting rebels, I'm going to
show you how I control a crowd. I'm going to make y'all do what I say do easily.
That's fine. I can get down with that.
So when y'all hear fuck that, you're hearing fuck that because you're holding on to something. You're holding on to, I went to college. I'm not saying fuck that. I'm talking specifically to the person who doesn't have that. Because the person who doesn't have that,
got it.
They can't say, when I say fuck this, when I say, yo, fuck the PWI, shout out to HBCU.
They don't even know what you're talking about.
They're like, PWI, what is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, everybody got to have something that they can
hold on to
and can identify with or relate to when I say, fuck that.
Right.
A big part, and I'm giving out way too many hosting gems.
No, it's okay. Bring it on.
Hopefully, whoever's listening is the next greatest host. You got 10 years before I give up this title.
We about to be hosts.
That's fire. You got 10 years. You got 10 years to be better than me.
We not gonna be on the mic. We just gonna be saying, come to our party.
Oh, that's fine.
Like, you understand? Host that way. You gonna be on the mic?
I thought me and your...
I mean, I'm gonna say one thing. Introvert. Hey, thanks so much for coming. I'm gonna be in a party, bitch.
I thought you about to freestyle and all that.
Well, you know, I always freestyle.
I'm not coming to that party.
Why not?
If you gonna freestyle at the party?
No, she's a rapper. I rap. Yeah.
No, I get it, but
it's Zynga Dallas.
No, I get it, but I don't want you to freestyle.
I'm not gonna freestyle at the party.
That's not what this party is about.
No, your final word. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that is what sets me apart from other hosts. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to assimilate and wants to be on the stage. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel like I'm in the crowd with
that's
you.
That's good.
So that same rebellious attitude that got me into this industry is what carries me through this industry. Mm-hmm. So I win because fuck that. My only goals here in this industry is to challenge and disrupt. Challenge the old way of thinking, disrupt the old guard. That's it. So when I get on that stage, and instead of, everybody, we love you, nah, fuck that. We got, all right, we all family, we black people, that's what I say. I say, we all family, look at your neighbor, do all the fun stuff. Sunday, you see, I said, no, it's Black Women History Month, everybody loved it.
It was, it is.
I told everybody, oh, there's a beautiful
crowd. You were saying a lot of things, I felt like it was being directed to me, but like everyone, you know.
But that's the point. That is the point.
I was like, oh my God, Issa, what happened when they go crazy? African.
You
oh
see
my
how they
God, DMT,
you see how the women,
that's me.
You see how the women go crazy when I shout out them natural hairstyles?
I was like, yeah.
How the women go crazy?
Because you have to represent everybody.
That's true. Yeah, I would have been there. I'm so disappointed.
Who not gonna do it?
I was at
Who
work.
Gonna do it?
I had to work.
No other host is gonna do it. They gonna get up
well
there and Millie Rock.
Sad too.
That's it.
Well.
That's true.
They gonna get up there and fucking Millie Rock. Sit your stupid ass down. People don't want to see that shit.
That's true. All right. Well, I'm happy we were able to, you know, clear that up.
I'm glad too. I didn't.
You know what's
not deeply rooted beef.
One thing I remember you saying.
But for real,
like,
on everything I love, on everything I love. Fuck those colleges. Not playing, playing, playing.
No,
playing.
That's fine. Listen, no. Let me tell you something.
I'm in debt because
I'm now.
College.
Yes. Now I'm just
oh,
like
so now
that experience
college.
Was amazing. I mean, no, I truly, truly believe. I won't say going to any college, but I do believe
you went
that
to
going
HBCU?
To. No, I did not go to
I
HBCU.
Did both.
You went to HBCU and PWI?
I went to Howard, then I went to Maryland.
And then you went where?
Maryland.
I met her.
I think
Maryland.
Going
oh, yeah,
to Maryland.
Turks.
Yeah, we're line sisters.
She's my line sister, mm-hmm. So.
Oh, because y'all had a gang.
Yes.
Yeah, gang. Rockefeller, so she's been throwing that dynasty sign.
Basically,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
But, like, after has it paid us, off in the manner of, like, oh, like, networking, community?
No, exactly, yes.
Listen, any community of black women, I'm going to support, hands down. So yeah, if y'all doing the, you know, the gang shit, I'm with y'all. Just don't let no white people in.
I mean, all
right, so let's close
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they be.
Cause that's my beef with the capitalists.
It's okay. We do have some white people. We do have some white people.
Oh, you support the white men?
Hour.
You support the white men, Kappa?
Give me his.
Nah, Ryan. You support the white men, Kappa? Oh, all right, cause you
let
acting
tell
like
you
the...
Ryan. I'm gonna tell you from jump. Ryan been a little bit mixy since day since he entered this show. He been a little mixy.
Yeah, she just snorted. See that extrovert coming out.
No shit, and you snorted. That extrovert.
Hey,
I snorted the mic.
Hey,
it's all right. So it's clear that everybody, I think.
Fuck you.
Well, I just want to just. I mean, close does out. Everybody have a type?
No.
I think it's more yes. so just yes, but it's this idea of like preferences.
But my thing is, Zane, can I say something real quick because about type? Because what really irritates me, I feel like other people outside see a different type as well. Because for example, like you guys, as my line sister, y'all see a different type that I think that I'm attracted to.
Does that make sense? What do you end up with, though? That's your type.
I end up with different people, but my people
but want... But there is a... Even if it's not physical, there's a mental...
A mental piece that you're looking for.
Yeah. Like, okay, that I love keeps
bringing you
I love
back
that.
To these people. We I just are always so focused on the casing. Like, sometimes you be... Like, I've heard women say it all the time, like, oh, my God. Like, they'll see who I used to deal with, or... They're like, oh, my God, you really don't have no type. You'll talk to anything. I'm like... First of all, you are the anything right now.
Okay. So relax. Okay.
As the anything, let's relax, sis.
Right.
But there's some. But I know that within them, there's also some that brings me back to them, brings me to them, that attracts me to them. Mm-hmm. So there is a type. I don't think there always has to be a physical type.
I think it's always the mental.
Mental outweighs the physical.
Always.
That's what we're going to conclude.
I mean, if you're talking relationship-wise, yeah.
Relationship, like, we're all grown. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it better be a relationship.
Not necessarily.
Nah, we're adults. We're grown.
Adults. It don't have to be a relationship.
You're right. You're actually right.
Come on, exercise your agency, sis.
Exercise your agency. Because you're right, because look where I'm at. Free world.
No, you say you're not getting nothing.
Yeah, so there's ranges.
So that's
to it.
Why she
there's
talk ranges, about
so
this.
So it's like, you know, you don't might not be it's, nothing. Listen, you might be dating.
Y'all
you
agency might be is ex- what I want women, black women specifically, to not even just this month, forever. Like, just exercise your agency. Your no is your no. Your yes is your yes, with no type of explanation.
I like that.
I'm happy, you know, like, yes. I'm in a different state of world living that I'm in right.
Right, because you got like a almost kind of situation.
She has a whole situation.
Yo, stop lying. This nigga gonna listen and you're gonna be mad. You're gonna have to argue over some dumb shit that you said with Mouse Jones on your podcast. Relax, sis.
Like, you might as well. He's saying some real shit.
Like, what's the point?
I can't even lie.
That niggas wanna
argue. When I go home today, I'm gonna be like, let me tell you how we was talking about my podcast because they was trying to press
and
he's gonna be like, so
but the thing is, for you to do that, that means that your nigga. Period.
It's not.
Bang.
We're good friends.
Period. If good you friends, are about to conclude.
Use the rubber.
That's your nigga. That's your nigga.
Rubber what? Huh? Rubber sheets? Rubber what?
Condom, sure.
When?
Sure.
When was the last time y'all used a condom?
We gonna cut all this out, so don't even.
Nah, leave it in there.
I'm leaving it in there, bitch.
Yeah, it's in my contract. I don't come to podcasts.
So that's actually a good question. Like, so when it comes to someone, like, are you using, yeah.
I mean, let me be honest. Like, I feel like it depends. It depends on the stage of the relationship,
she
right?
really maneuvered that.
It depends on the stage of the relationship.
She does good in interviews.
No, great.
I'm the weak one.
I'm talking about like interviews with like corporate interviews because
corporate
where she spent that.
Yeah, I mean it just depends on the situation.
Yeah, but here's the thing: you didn't answer the question.
What was the question?
What was the question? Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm not. I'm absolutely not in a relationship.
He know that?
Are you in a situationship? Last episode.
Sure.
Oh, now it's okay.
We got the ship.
Well, I'm not, guys. So if you guys have any friends for me, you know.
White ones, right?
Nah, I'm set it up with a whole black.
Let me tell you, I love my own kind. I love me a brown. I love me a dark. I love me all that. They just don't want me.
Don't believe that.
No, to play this. I think that they're intimidated by how
also
I
don't believe. Also, don't believe that either.
No, because they don't go smack.
Niggas,
I have
blind.
Been on a cleanse since October, and no one has went smack.
That might be the energy you're giving off, though. You might be giving off like I'm on a cleanse energy. Stop saying it, then.
No, I think.
Okay, our words are our words and thoughts, not power.
You're right, Mouse. I like you. You're cool.
Thank you.
Right.
Appreciate at first, I wasn't sure. Wow. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker about to say, but wow. He's an intellectual person and he's cool.
Thank you.
And a type can be pretty much anything.
Period. I mean, I
a type is anything.
Anything. It is. It depends on.
It doesn't have to be physical.
Or low-key, I have a question. Do you think it's about like your stage in life? Because I mean, I feel like
still about energy. Still about mental.
I think it's always.
You think so?
I think at the end of the day, it's always about mental because you can be. I feel like there's definitely been people that I'm like physically attracted to, and I'm like, yo, they look mad good. Mm-hmm. And then once I get to know once I have a few conversations, I'm like, oh, duh.
Nine times out of ten, your type isn't what you're attracted to. That's just your physical person speaking.
Your outer, your exterior.
That's what we do. Mm-hmm. It's what you attract. That will tell you.
Now type. That, y'all, was a motherfucking gem.
That was a gem
for tonight, y'all. You know, whatever the energy that y'all bring out, that's what you're going to fucking get, period.
That's true. Like, it's what always finds itself around you. If you begin to be honest and look at that and answer that, that's your type.
Okay. Well, that's how we're going to close it out, y'all.
Yes.
Episode 26.
26. What is your type? You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Tune in. If you want to listen, you can catch us, pretty much.
Basically. And then also.
Yes, thank you so much. Wait.
Make sure, y'all, it's a new podcast.
Heard.
Make sure y'all tune into The Guys Next Door. Yes, all right.
Yes, on all streaming platforms.
What episode are y'all on?
We got a lot of episodes. We just debuted. We just gave them 3 episodes off bat.
It's one of which, real featuring
Grown-ish star Trevor Jackson. So check that out.
Oh, nice.
We gave y'all 3 episodes of just great content. Really, just it's a health podcast, which people don't understand. Top five. We debuted in the top 5.
Ryan, do you have to say something?
Hey, okay, Ryan.
Give him the mic. Because he's been MIA.
We debuted in top 5 in our
top
category.
Top 5 in our category.
Yes!
89 in the top 200 podcast.
Nice.
All 3 of our episodes debuted in the top 200, top 100.
So we're just trying to get like y'all.
Y'all gonna do what y'all do, and y'all own market fit.
Oh, I love that, y'all.
Yeah, come over and y'all on our podcast, do a little interview.
Yeah, cause y'all
trying to do a collab.
Yeah, cause y'all wild.
We'll talk about that.
All right, listen, we gonna talk about this.
Offline. Okay, so all right, yes, so, Mouse, yes, do you have anything to sum up? What is your type? Anything, whatever, how you feel. What's up?
Be smart. Don't be stupid.
Ooh,
I like that.
I love that. All right.
My last words, and then your last words.
Go ahead, sis. Just ride the wave.
Look, this is my thing right now. I'm in a different energy right now in my life, so I'm just like, ride the wave. Let your type be what your type is, but get what you want. And whatever you want and you need, stick to it, and do not budge.
Sis.
What's your type?
Pass the mic to our soror, because she got something to say, too.
Mm-hmm. What's your type? Your last statement. You was in the room the whole night. Everybody got the whole night.
My type is someone that respects me and fucks me good.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's fair. Okay. Jen, close us out.
Yo, whatever floats your boat, whatever your energy wants, whatever your soul wants, take that shit. That's what you need. So that matters, to be honest with you. So that's how we're going to close out episode 26. What is your type?
Yes.
Like I said, find us on Spotify, iTunes, freaking SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play, all that good freaking stuff.
Yes, it's been real, y'all.
Sex operator talk.
Wait, so
because this is the closing, you gotta bring them back for more.
I need to fuck it up.
Okay, you gotta bring them back for more.
Bring it back,
because girls like to hear this too, even if they're not like into girls.
It's very peaceful. Mm-hmm. You gotta just bring in that voice, like yes. So y'all hear me?
Get it real with Zing and Jen. Zing episode and Jen. 26. What's your type? Shout out to Mouse
Jones in the building.
It's been a lituation.
We out, y'all.
Kind of like the situationship that you're in.
Yes.
Oh my God. Lady, y'all. See us next week.
See y'all.